Now listen.
Now, you should all have a program with a plan of the complex. Please do have a good look around while you're here and make the most of the facilities. So, we're standing just by the main entrance, and you can see the Moffat Hall at the back of the complex on my right. This is the main feature of the complex and seats almost 2,000. We hope this will become a world-class concert venue, and one glance at the forthcoming events gives a good indication of what we can look forward to in the coming months. By the way, if you wish to book for any forthcoming events, the box office, which is over here on my left, will be open all evening. There are two places to get refreshments. For light meals and snacks, you can try the Stage Door Cafe. You'll see that straight in front of us. It is open all day from 10 a.m. and serves snacks until 9 p.m. For something more substantial, you can try our Italian restaurant, which serves freshly prepared pizza, pasta and other classic Italian dishes. You'll find it on the left there next to the box office, and it's open from midday until 11 p.m. I ate there earlier, and the food is absolutely delicious. All the arts exhibits are to the right of the entrance. Access to the temporary exhibition rooms is around the back of the Rees Gallery. To get to these, go past the entrance to the gallery and turn right, and you'll see some double doors immediately on your right. As you go through the doors, exhibition room A is on your right and B is on your left. Our two theatres, the Gilbert and the Studio, can both be found over there towards the back of the building. You can see the Studio, which seats 150, over there next to the cinema. Immediately to the right and behind the cafe is the 800-seater Gilbert Theatre. We hope that these two venues will be used by professional touring theatre companies as well as for local amateur productions. You will see as you enter the centre, there is a gift shop directly on your right. This sells greetings cards, books and a variety of gifts, including paintings by local artists. Finally, I should just point out the cloakrooms. You will see the nearest are here on my left, and there are further facilities near the entrance of the Moffat Hall. Well, there's nothing more for me to say than to wish you all an enjoyable evening. If you have any questions, please do ask.